Good evening. You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio Network, your premier digital black media radio station, providing you with new black media for the new millennium on this Friday afternoon as we continue our live streaming for today. We have Tando Radio Show coming up. For those that were just listening to that informative broadcast or rebroadcast of Melanated Roots, please check out their archives at blacktalkradionetwork.com. Keep it locked right here. Stay tuned. Expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, and today is September the 8th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star, we'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up, because we'd love to hear from you in today's show, as we always do, because I always say, it's a monologue, a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. Sometimes we get tongue-tied on different things, so definitely would love to hear from you as to whatever it is. If you have any questions or comments that you would like to express on air, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and then hit star. We'll see you in queue and definitely we'll bring you up. Everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network, because your overall support is so critical to the network's stability and being able to move forward. It is your financial energy that will ensure that Black Talk Radio Network, BTR community, everything is here. And you can do that by giving some of your financial energy by way of donations. And you can do that by going to the website for this network, and that's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And on the homepage, you'll see there is the donation that's icon that's there. Just hit that icon and it will lead you into how you can give some of your financial energy to ensure that this network continues to stay on air. So definitely please do that. So important that be done. Also, you can support the network by being a part of this social media outlet known as BTR Community. And BTR Community was put together for you. I thought it was time for me personally to get off Facebook, Fedbook. So I have a very, very limited exposure there. I don't really post anything there. I don't like to, you know, I don't like to deal with that side of it, because that thing is very, very, it is a obstacle, and it is a trap for many of us for in today's world, because there's nothing sincere about it. So I choose not to engage in it, as well as the other ones. So Black Talk Radio Network has put together the BTR Community. Is a social media outlet where you can engage by membership. You can engage in your social media activities without being adversely affected, you know, such as your identity being sold to any bidder, your overall posts, comments, thoughts, opinions being, even though they may not wholeheartedly reflect you, or even if they do reflect you, being used against you. So many times that many of us don't realize that if you are applying for employment, what do? They look at your name and everything else. They go on Fedbook and look up what you've been doing. So very, very important. So come on over to BTR Community. You don't have to worry about any of that membership. Just as long as you remain responsible, all will be well there. Okay? So that's how you could do that. Also, everyone, continue to support. It's on the Black Talk Radio Network's front page. Continue to support. If you can, my man Michael Emmanuel, give a donation there by going to the GoFundMe campaign that's there, and it's GoFundMe.com/SamUnionYankee5P-3500. And that's where you could give a donation to my man Michael Emmanuel, who this summer had to go through chemotherapy and went through chemotherapy, and now the family is definitely trying to ensure that he stays in remission and just to detox the body overall from the radioactive treatment and chemo. So definitely, if you would support that, greatly, greatly appreciate you for that. And much love, much respect. Jada sent me a picture of Michael Emmanuel. He's doing so much. He's looking good. So definitely we'll hear from them probably sometime next week. Hear from my man, the VP, and Jada out of ATL. Okay. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, if you would like to save in real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint. Even though you're not paid as a king or a queen or a lady and a gentleman, which is gold is the payment for kings and queens, and silver is the payment for ladies and, for a lady and a gentleman, but a slave is paid debt, and that would be what you are paid in your overall Federal Reserve notes or as debt. That means that you are a slave. Every slave is paid debt. You are, everyone I know is, but that doesn't mean, and I actually am paid in debt wages as well. But I immediately transfer it, as you should, into real mediums of exchange of money. Real money. And that's what I do, even though I'm not paid as a king or a queen. Excuse me, as a king or a gentleman, I definitely save as one. So you could do that as well by going to Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT.com. Check out what's there in inventory, then email info@prosperitymint.com. Also, there is jewelry great grades of jewelry that that Prosperity Mint has, and all you have to do is email if you're looking for something in particular, and there will most likely be a significant discount for that, from gold, silver, platinum, and rhodium jewelry that you would like to be engaged in, from an engagement ring to anything of that sort. Definitely you could go to info@prosperitymint.com and just give a brief synopsis of what it is that you're looking for, and someone will give you a call. Leave a number so someone can call you and reach back out to you. So that can be done. Great opportunity there as well. Okay, let me see what else we got here. Also, if you would like to be a part of our cryptocurrency trading, you could do that with us through TradeCoin Club, and that's going, you could do that by going to rcryptocurrency.com, rcryptocurrency.com. Doing, as I said, I'm doing very, very well. I'm pleased with it. I put one Bitcoin in it, and I put it in. Today is the 8th. Oh, wow. Today's the 8th. It was actually 3 months ago, and in that time, I put one Bitcoin in it, and I actually have gained 1.3 Bitcoins. So it is doing very, very well, and that's with Bitcoin going up and everything else. So the overall gains from that in a phenomenal dollar equation would be over $6,000. That was gained in the 3 month time, so it was basically $2,000 a month that was gained in the trading that was there. So it works well. So if you would like to do it, definitely you could do that with us with rcryptocurrency.com. And so that's what I did. I put in one Bitcoin, and that's what it yielded me. And so I probably later on, after the term is up, it's a 1 year, I'll probably put in two. In total, somewhere about five or so Bitcoins for the one Bitcoin that I put in. The investment was one Bitcoin, and I probably will come away with five after everything, and probably after fees. I don't know. It's going to be somewhere around there, probably five Bitcoins after fees and everything else. So I'm extremely pleased with it, and I take out daily just in case, you know. So I minimize my overall exposure and risk. And so definitely that should be something, if you're interested in that, text me, 951-790-8330. Okay? Now, also, my man Tony is going to be having a seminar, and Tony is a representative from Legacy Management Group. And they're going to be having a seminar on the 23rd and 24th of September in Dallas, here in Dallas. And if you'd like to be a part of that, which you should, phenomenal information. I will be giving a presentation that will be there. It's $350 for one ticket, $500 for two tickets, and it's going to be structuring your family's legacy. And that has everything to do with trust and foundation. I will be bringing information as I always do at these seminars, and I will be bringing information that I don't talk about here on the radio, and things that you should be knowing that I can't talk about here on the radio. We are not financial advisors at all, so it'd be no financial advice that we'll be giving, but information will be exchanged that will be beneficial to you and your family, your overall prosperity and legacy. One, trust and foundations are critical. Probably, in my opinion, this brother is one of the best in the world. Excuse me, best in the country for sure. And if not, probably one of the best in the world at trust and foundations. So definitely want to be a part of that. So that was what was there. So let's jump into what's in the news. A lot of stuff that we got here. We're going to today's show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation anytime, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. It's going to be part two, the defeated states of America, what it may look like for you. So that's today's show, and if you'd like to get in on it, give us a call, 866-510-9025. But before we do that, there was an article that I posted outside of Tando Radio Show's listing for the show today, and that comes from the Duran, and it's says, here's the article. I posted this one from the Duran. And I want to say big ups to my man, Kevin, for sending this to me. Thank you, Kevin. Big ups to my man, Kevin, Jambone, Raj, just everyone that sends me different stuff. I greatly, greatly appreciate it, the stuff that you send. My man, Jambone, sent me something about a bird that I'm really going to get into next week. And Jam knows what it is. Good, great article, as always, Jambone. And my man Roz, always much love, much respect. Thank you for all that you do here, sending us different stuff, sharing information. Very, very critical. My man brother Braggs just sends me some just phenomenal stuff. So big ups to my brother Braggs, who I dearly love. And that is a true friend of mine, as well as all of you are. And I greatly, greatly appreciate you all for what you do. So let's get into it. All right, so here's what's in the news. The Durant had posted this. Oil-rich Venezuela, is abandoning the U.S. petrodollar, plans to introduce a new international payment system. We will be looking at this article. Boom. And my overall commentary to that is the U.S. is done. And had the feeling speechless symbol. Very, very important. That goes along with today's show. Next thing that I posted came from YouTube, and this had to do with my man Dutch Sense, who does a great job on earthquakes, had a video for the 8.1 earthquake that happened late last night. And this was 8.1 that actually was an earthquake that was in Mexico. Area. It was in Mexico. And yes, it was directly correlated to the overall CME. Remember what we said as soon as that CME, I said, here comes the earthquake. And I forgot to say yesterday, I thought it was going to be in the ring of fire that this earthquake would happen, but it ain't over. More can happen. So check out the video. We're going to play it for you. I said, be ready, more to come. CME strike inbound today in a few hours. That's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for 24 to 36 hours. The CME strike, the big one, the big flare, should have started striking the planet earlier, striking the sun side of the planet today, which was over in the United States at around 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and is going to last for about 24 to 36 hours. So we're nowhere out of it. I noticed some disruptions in some things, but nothing major. Hopefully it stays that way. But the earthquakes have already started, and it's not going it's going to only continue. Hopefully it won't be any further, but that is what happens. So the sun is very, very instrumental in our overall lives beyond what we've been told. It's so much more. It's critical to it all. So we're going to check out that one. Next article, got this one from NOAA, Hurricane Irma's path and speeds, winds, and everything else. You need to check it out. Also had a Hurricane Irma video from the National Weather Society that's there. Next article I got from Sovereign Man. Here it is. It's going to be a part of today's show, I hope we get to it. The world's most powerful bank issues a major warning. Goldman Sachs issues a major warning. All of these things start to happen, ladies and gentlemen, before different events come in. I think that we're going to have the overall physical events that are going to be followed very shortly after by the economic events and the geopolitical events that will be just as deadly, just as explosive, just as destructive as what we're seeing being used in the weather world. And I don't believe that these things are natural at all. It's just my opinion. And I'm sticking to it. So check out that article that's there. Next article, a lot of articles. Got this one from RT International. Wells Fargo, 1.4 million more bogus Wells Fargo account emerges with Congress asleep at the wheel. Check out that article. Next article comes from A Times, the real BRICS bombshell. We're going to look at this one, very, very critical. Next article, this comes from Wall Street Journal, thousands flee Irma. And it's the largest national evacuation that's ever been happening is unfolding now. Next one from...
Loosen up your cold a little.
Hold on, let me... what up, Thomas? Let me... my man Thomas is there. 1 second. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, how you doing, Dave? How you doing, brother?
What's up, bro? How you doing? 1 sec. Let me finish what's in the news, then I'll go right to you, okay? My man, Thomas. Okay. So, yeah, Thomas, once I finish what's in the news, then jump back in, and we'll definitely want to hear from you, okay? All right, great. So now, here we go. Next, what's in the news? We got from the Miami Herald, Hurricane Irma. Path to Florida. Check it out. Next article from the Daily Reckoning, Jim Ricker's North Korea Endgame is playing out now. Check out that article. Then there was also a video that he did, and I said he is so wrong. That ain't going to happen, son. What he was actually proposing, I will definitely, we have time, we'll get to that. So check out that. Next article, my man L.A. Ramon had sent this to us yesterday during yesterday's show. And this was Equifax cybersecurity has been compromised there, where who knows, half of the U.S. population or more information was actually exposed. So check out that article as well. Next article from I got this one from Bloomberg. Here it is. Three Equifax managers sold stocks before cyber attack was revealed. See what's going on, y'all? You see that? Three Equifax managers sold their stock before the cyber attack was revealed. Boy, this is a lot that's going on and plays into where everything is going. Next article, I got this one from... This was from TroyHunter.com. Massive 700 million, can't pull it up. This was also with emails that were being hacked and exposed. Check out that article as well. Next article, I got this one from Reuters. Syrian government forces use chemical weapons more than 24 times, the UN said, and with the help of North Korea, they were saying. So check out that article as well. So next one, my man Raj posted this one from Instagram. New scientists accidentally admitted weather control is currently happening. Yep. And that was, yeah, so new scientists accidentally admitted weather control currently happened on CBS News. So, and this was one of the Dr. Michio Kaka. This is, I think he is at, where is he? I think he's at New York, or I can't remember where he actually is a professor. But we've played a lot of the stuff that he says, and I don't think it was a slip of the tongue. He's very savvy. He knows exactly what he's doing. So, check out that's there. So, next article comes from Raz posted this from Bloomberg. Trump's Republicans' sorry tweets cast doubt on GOP Obamacare repeal. Check out that article. Raz posted this one from The Street. Epic Equifax data breach. Check out that article also. Next article, Raz posted this from 538.com. Yeah, 538.com. The worst case scenario for Hurricane Irma looks likely. Check out that. And one of the things that it looks likely to is that, remember, there's two nuclear power plants that are in the way of Irma, and that is going to have multiple double Fukushimas. It's very, very possible, and that's because that's what the system wants. So check out that. So next article, Raj posted this, defying Trump. Senate approves funding for UN climate control. Check out that article. Next article, this one comes from The Telegraph. Raj posted this one from the Telegraph. And he said the problems with AI are ridiculous. Is my smart meter charging me for any energy generated by my solar power? Of course it is. Check out that article. Next article. Hurricane Jose strengthens to a Category 4, right behind Irma. And this was Rise posted this one from Cerebrally Naive Network. Whew, good Lord. Next article. Gonna go down. Next article, Rise posted this from Barron's. Oil, a tale of two crude prices. Check out that article. Man, that's a good one. Rise, I have to check that one out myself. Next article comes from, Rise got this from The Verge. Uber is under FBI investigation over software it used to track Lyft drivers. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted from Cerebrally Naive Money. It says, if you want help from Equifax, there are strings attached. Check out that article. And I posted this one, very, very critical. This is a part of the show today. This is from Wall Street Journal. Hartford warns it could file for bankruptcy. Major cities are starting to go bankrupt. No, it's all a part of the design of what we're going to be going through. Next article from Rise posted this from Lying Like a Fox News Business. U.S. Congress sends Trump disaster aid debt limit increase. Check out that article. So. And that is there's a couple of other ones that are here. Rise posted this one from Fox Business, Lying Like a Fox Business. Taxpayers may get stuck with the tab of the hurricanes, without a doubt. Next article, Rise posted from The Street. Bitcoin blocked in China. ICO ban has ripple effects on the cryptocurrency businesses. So check out that article as well. And that has a lot of different plays into it. And it's all a part of the scheme and scam that's going on. And the best thing is to be on the right side and to leverage yourselves accordingly. Next one, Rise posted this one from Bloomberg. Ross retreats. U.S. threatened to withdraw from NAFTA. Next article, Rise posted about the re-engineering of Earth with hurricanes. And got to hurry up here. Next article, Rise posted this one from The Guardian. Retreating ISIS fighters prepare for last stand in Syria. Next article, Rise posted this one. And he said in his commentary, in emergency, some people will instantly go from peaceful to feral. And that was, yes, that's what we do. And he said that was a quote that he said that I made. Yes, that's so true. In times of crisis, people go from being civilized to feral very, very quickly. And he says, police shoot armed man at Miami airport amidst Irma evacuation. Check out that article. Then there's this is very, very important. Rise posted this one from Money. And he said, this is addition to the crash they're setting up. 130-year-old curse is due to hit the stock market this month. Yes, yes, yes. And there's also a 7-year one that goes around known as the Smita. So that is what's there. Just a bunch of, oh, there we go. Almost two more articles. Let me get these out. Arise posted these ones. Senate approves Trump's debt deal with Democrats. Check out that article. Rise posted the massive black hole, 100,000 times bigger than the sun discovered. And this one's from Business Insider. Rise posted why North Korea's latest nuclear test may have been a game-changing explosion. Yes. So those are all the things that are what's in the news. So we're going to get into today's show. If you'd like to be a part of it, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **, and we will definitely take your comments to me. So my man, Thomas, if you're there, if you had a question or comment, my man, go ahead and unmute yourself or come on back on, and we will definitely would like to hear from you on what you wanted to express for today. Definitely go ahead and just unmute yourself and just let me know that you're there, and then we'll go straight to you. Okay?
Can you hear me?
All right. Yeah, yeah. Hey, what's up, Thomas? How you feeling, brother?
I'm okay, bro. If you want to go ahead, I could come in later.
No. Do you want to wait till later, or is it something you wanted to jump into before we get into? No problem. Whatever you want to do.
So I just want to say that the article you just read about China and Bitcoin.
Yes.
China is at they're having an arms race right now over AI. Bitcoin is artificial intelligence. You know, it's a mm-hmm. tracking device. You know, you can track everything you do with that, you know, except for go to the dark web, so somehow they can't track that. But I just want to say Equifax, they got hit with the solar flares, their satellite. That's really what's down. All this is for
right.
sure. Their solar flares knocked them out, and they're looking for an excuse now to hide that. When I saw that Mexico had a hurricane and an earthquake in the same day, I was like, man, this is definitely conscripted.
right.
Personally seeing a hurricane linger over land for 5 days, which is impossible. So these are not, I think there's weather wars going on.
Right, Thomas, that's exactly, because we said that earlier this week. There's weather wars is going on here.
And the people, the faction of the U.S. government that's moving toward the globalization, they want to do away with the internationalism that's always been, but that's been since after slavery. They want to move into the globalization. They're the people that control the heart machine. That's the people that control the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations and huge aspects of the military. And this guy, well, this president has gone back on all the deals they cut all these years. He did away with a lot of the carbon stuff. He's totally disavowed their fake global warming thing. So they have to make it real. And that's what I think we're seeing. Forcing global warming on us, which we, as you predicted a long time ago. When I first started heard of your show, there's a brother from New York who used to play archives of your show on his channel, and I didn't know who you were. And when I said, that sounds like Scotty Reed in the background, so I realized you were on Black Talk Radio. But you said something that was so compelling about global warming being fake, and all the planets were heating up at the same time. So it's not a global thing. So they have to make global warming real. And that's what you're seeing right now. Four hurricanes about to hit the U.S. in the same few weeks span is unprecedented, and it's something that can't happen under normal conditions. I'm getting my line thinking, bro.
Man, Thomas, yes, you so much. And when you can, Thomas, jump back on because there was some things that I wanted to express to you. Exactly. So true. And you know, I didn't know, and because I didn't get to check out what was going on with Equifax, but that makes sense. You know, one of the things that I don't think that this solar flare is when it first happened. So we got to always remember the instruments that you're using to look at the solar flares are the systems instruments. And we know that they lie about everything else, so they can easily create a solar flare that wasn't there, use that as plausible deniability to have a solar flare, because this weather war is definitely going on. Because now, what do you do? Why are you taking out satellites? Could it be because you plan on engaging North Korea and you want satellites to be knocked out? It may not just be Equifax satellites, it may be other satellites, but Equifax was one of the satellites that was affected that could be seen. So what do they have to do? Come up with something else that they could sell to you as a diversion as to what's really going on. This is why right now what we're in is that we are in the overall cycle of destruction. They're going to bring the chaos, and they're going to bring the conflict that brings chaos so that they can try to reestablish better control. So I don't think it's a coincidence that there was a solar flare. Now, Also, the sun is going into solar minimum, which means that there is going to be a ice age. But remember, all of this data that we're getting about this is not data that can be trusted from sincere individuals. You just can't. But what you can do is learn from know your overall enemy, know your opposition, to know the capabilities of it, and plan and prepare accordingly. So, yes, soon as that CME was with the X flare happened, you knew that there was going to be an earthquake and it was going to be a sizable one. I don't think it's over. We got since this morning, 24 to 30 hours. Of it to deal with. So, well said, my brother Thomas. Thank you for that, man. And
no problem, Dave. I just want to say that I'm sorry. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I didn't know that, and I'm glad you said I didn't know that Equifax satellites, but that definitely. Thank you for sharing that and letting me know. I didn't know that that's what really happened, but there's been a lot of. I don't know if people have been looking at been using the internet much today. You can see the effects of the internet. It's very, very small, but I noticed it because of some of the things that I have to do. And I definitely noticed it today, and I knew exactly what it was, and it was like pretty much right on time. So we are definitely in weather wars. And remember, one of the things about weather wars is this. There is no such thing as nations fighting nations. This is the system subjugating the people by way of the methodology of war. They give them the deceptive, staged, theatrical look of war when their overall agenda of depopulation and control and subjugation of people has a stronger hand. Because if you don't look at it that way, you'll continue to buy into the program that they set forth. Because one thing is this, if you eat poison, it's going to adversely affect your body. If you continue to take in poison, this means there will be a reaction that will be poisonous. It's a reason why it's poison. So very, very important that we look at it from a way that is in our best interest, so that when we look at it that way, we can see the importance that we need to be sovereign, self-determining. And if we didn't create it, then you can't trust it. Just can't trust it, because look what blind faith has gotten us in the past. Blind faith is the first step to genocide. So very, very, very important there. So big ups to my man Thomas. Thanks for calling, brother. And anytime you want to jump in, do that again. Scotty, did you want to say something? I saw you had popped up.
Yeah, Dave. Yes, Dave, I did.
Hey, brother.
Yeah, Thomas did not say that's what happened to their satellites. He said he believes that's what happens. That's not what's being... I haven't seen anything that's reporting that.
Okay.
I reported on that story earlier today on the Noon program, and they're saying it's a hack, over 143 million people information. Then also, I don't want to go through the whole story. I'll be posting it later as a video segment later this evening. But Equifax was trying to get you to sign away your rights to sue if you opted to take like their identity protection or monitoring service that they have that they sell regularly, where they supposed to give it to you for free and whatnot, but in the details, you know, you are actually opting out your rights to sue. And the only way you can opt out of you giving away your rights to sue for them exposing your information like that or being careless with it is to send them a written letter saying, I'm not giving up my rights to sue. Or join a class action lawsuit or benefit from one. So, I got it's posted in BTR community for BTR news for today's program.
Man, that's important. That's very, very important. And let me say one of the things about these individuals that say they protect your identity. You got to remember something: the hackers themselves. The very soon as you don't make, and then all of a sudden. hacking is something that you can't control. Now, and Thomas did say that he believed. I didn't hear that part of it. I thought he said, you know, but that's pretty much what I took from it. Thank you, Scotty, for clearing that up. One of the things that Thomas said, that the Bitcoin is AI and it's tracking and everything else. Well, Bitcoin is nothing new. It's everything is AI now, pretty much. Everything is trackable, traceable. It doesn't matter where it is. If it's something that was created, because you got to remember something. Unless you're creating the essence, and you can control. That's the key. What you don't control, but what you own. Ownership is a position of disadvantage. It's an inferior hold of something. It's an illusionary hold of something. Most people say that they own their house, they own their car, they own this. Yes, you own it, but it can be repossessed from you at any time. What you control is a position of advantage and a position of strength, because you don't own it. You decide what happens in the direction that it goes. The only way that you can lose it is to surrender it, or for you to surrender everything, surrender it, or it forcibly be taken from you. The only way with control. Control is a position of advantage. This is why the system allows you to own everything while they control everything. They control the resources, and because they control the resources, they control you. They control me. They control us. Why? Because resources are necessary for our sustainability. If we controlled resources, what need would you have for a boss? None at all. None at all. So very, very important. And the Bitcoin and the cryptocurrencies, yes, this is all, we've always said it. This is a part of the same system. This is how they get into cashless societies. This is how they're going to go into it. And the key is use it to your advantage, to your leverage, to do other things. Just like with cash. Cash is toxic if you save in it. Cryptocurrencies is toxic if you save in it. But if you let
we are experiencing some difficulties. This has been happening over the past several days of us getting disconnected from the board for our telephone system. So bear with me. We'll get Law back in here.
Joining conference now. This conference is being recorded by the organizer.
Show. What I want to do real quickly. I want to make sure I didn't mess up here. Uh-oh. One second. Okay. No, I didn't. All right, cool. One second. What I want to do is I want to play something for you about the earthquake real quickly for my man Dutch Sense. For everyone, I would definitely say on YouTube, this is one individual that you definitely want to, especially if you're in seismic active areas in the world. If you live in the Ring of Fire, this gentleman does a great work. You definitely want to do that. So I want to play some from him as real quick to give you what's up there and just to broaden your overall knowledge of things and the potential of them, because it definitely puts you in a better position of advantage to make decisions that's in your best interest and for your overall self-determination and sovereignty. So let me pull it up. And in the meantime, so much to say and so much to do, but we are definitely, you all in a, you can see it, you know it, you resonate with it, you feel it. All right, what is going on here? I'm having a little difficulties. Let me try to go another way to get into here. so funny. Whenever we do the show, well, a lot of times when I do the show, I have a lot of internet difficulties. And it just, but hey, that's cool because nothing stops us. And I don't know, let me see, 1 second. See if I could get on YouTube myself, then I'll pull it up for you all. And my computer's saying I've been thinking. Come on, man. All right, so we are going to, while I wait for that, if anyone has any questions or comments, definitely give us jump in, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit **, and I'm off of the board, so I won't be able to see you, but if you would just say excuse me, we'd definitely would love to hear from you, because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. My system is catching up, so hopefully I'll have access to what I need to play for you all momentarily.
Dave, I actually been having issues over the past couple of days myself with getting disconnected from the conference system, and just things just not running as smoothly as what I'm used to. Just got cut off a couple of minutes ago, and my internet's running kind of slow on my desktop, but
it's probably
my computer.
And one of the things, and that happens. That could be from a lot of different things, different reasons. Doesn't really matter what it is, but yeah, I've been noticing it too, Scotty, and it's a pain in the butt because you know, we only have so much time for the show, and you could get everything prepped, ready to go, and then boop. If it can go wrong, it will go wrong, but we still improvise and we move on. So I'm going to try to set something else up to get my internet up, and then what we'll do, we'll come back to that if at all. But no, I really want to. We got to do it. So, but in the meantime, don't want to have dead air, so we're going to go on to something else here. All right. So what we're going to do while that loads, we're going to move forward, and we'll bring that to you today before we get out of here. Definitely want you to hear what's going on with the earthquakes. And once again, it's not over. Definitely, if you're in a seismic area, be prepared for any and everything when it comes to the CMEs. CMEs are no joke. So hopefully everything could go well. All right. So in the meantime, what I want to do is that, this is part two of the defeated states of America, what it may look like for you. And I'm going to go into that, and then before we'll get back to this. What I want to do is just that this is, you know, Brother Braggs, Roz, Thomas, yesterday, Scotty, and we were talking about some things. And see, one of the things that is critical, and you've heard Brother Braggs say this before, the displacement of people is critical for conquering. And right now there's massive displacement, and I don't think it's a coincidence. And it's not a coincidence because the one thing it does is this. One thing about this system is that it's methodical. It's known that it knows the human, it has a psychological profile on the human species and what you can do to actually coerce, to intimidate, to incentivize people to do what you want them to do, in controlling measures by way of the food, drugs, and all other things. Together, this is necessary to get people in a catatonic state to follow and obey. And so that is critical. And sometimes what they do is, what the system will do is that it may get you to always see the relevance of obeying them. And then, so once that happens, you already do what? It's like right away, you never question. You already know that the system and man is your God. And whenever they say move, it ain't true. It ain't true until the news media has said it. It ain't true unless it's on Cerebrally Naive Network. You know those type of people. It ain't true unless the government said it. You know those type of people, those non-thinking people, individuals. That's what they are. They have chosen to be thought-neutered individuals. They don't think for themselves. And the pollution to get people to obey, the pollution that the system puts out is very, very strong, and it's subtle. So what I mean by that is just like in different events, they'll tell people you need to move, and then they'll create the environment why you should move, and then what do you think? That, man, they were right. So whatever they tell you to move, you better move. But what happens is that maybe we need to be looking at this dishonest and disingenuous and malevolent agenda is doing everything that otherwise would not happen because it is not natural. It's coerced. It is manipulated. It is agendized. It is for a purpose of subjugation and enslavement. So the movement of people, very, very important. Because now everyone is doing what? They're on their edge. They're going to bring in catastrophes. They're going to bring in things that you are definitely going to have to listen. Yeah, I mean, they're going to get you to obey completely. Should you get out of the way of a hurricane? Without a doubt. But why are you getting out of the way of the hurricane is the reason. Because you know that it is going to be coming and they're going to bring it. So that you prepare for a hurricane when the sun is shining. And position yourself and your family in a way that you won't be as adversely affected. Until you reach that point to where you are completely sovereign and self-determined. When will that happen? That really doesn't matter, because every day you wake up, you should wake up as a sovereign and self-determining person, regardless of what the events are or what actually plays out. Meaning, even though you still use the dollar and everything else, you're still sovereign of thought and intentions. That's more important than your overall physical representation of it all. It's spiritual base. So let's get into this. The defeated states of America that we're going to be, and the system wants to do that because it gives them more leverage. So many things are going to change. What is it going to look like for you all? I want to read this one article real quick. There's a couple of them, but they pulled up. Ha ha, on this one. Yeah, let me shut up before something else happened. All right, so here we go. This comes from the Durant, and I want to say big ups to my man Kevin for sending me this. Thank you, Kevin. You know who you are. And so this is what it says. Venezuela, oil rich, asset wealthy. Venezuela is abandoning the U.S. petrodollar plans to introduce a new international payment system. Remember when Saddam wanted to do this? Remember when Gaddafi? Here's the problem with Saddam and Gaddafi. They waited. Excuse me, they didn't wait. They were too early. The U.S. had more international influence. They still were feared by so many other nations, as the system would say, but that really wasn't it. It was all timing, but just for the sake and purpose. What does that tell with us? There's a time for everything. There's a time to build. There's a time to destroy. There's a time to plant. There's a time to harvest. There's a time for summer, spring, winter, and fall. And the appropriate thing is to know that and to operate and prepare yourself for those seasonal changes and to prepare yourself to maximize the opportunities in those, or else you will be harmed by that event that will happen. Case in point, if you wear summer clothes during the winter, you could practically freeze to death because you didn't prepare. And we think, and we would say, man, why would you do something that stupid? Well, it's just as equally why we don't prepare for an economic collapse. It's no different. We haven't been preparing for the U.S. winter, the U.S. economic winter. How stupid. Dumb. Can't hear. Can't think for yourself. Can't speak. That's what being dumb is. Can't speak for yourself. Can't hear for yourself. It's much more than what the system has actually put meaning to by their overall dictionaries. There's also a spiritualness to it. We have become spiritually dumb. We don't hear for ourselves. We don't see for ourselves. We don't think for ourselves. We don't speak for ourselves. And we don't speak for ourselves by our actions. And this is why we know winter's coming and we wear shorts everywhere. We wear toe thongs. We got men wearing toe thongs everywhere. Toe thongs, them daggone sandals, you know. Nothing against brothers or men that wear toe thongs. I think toe thongs are appropriate for different occasions. If you're chilling at the pool, maybe you want to wear some toe thongs. But wearing toe thongs all over the place, something's wrong. What happens if you need to get in a fight? What happens if something goes wrong with the car? What happens if you're in California and there's an earthquake? How you gonna walk anywhere with toe thongs on? And man, I just don't know. I don't see many warriors with toe thongs on. Uh-oh, let me shut up before I get Scotty in trouble. All right, here we go. Oil-rich Venezuela is abandoning the U.S. petrodollar, plans to introduce a new international payment system. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has announced that he is intending to liberate Venezuela from the negative effects stemming from the U.S. dollar currency by introducing a new international payment system and alternative currency basket. Now, who do you think is going to be a part of this? Venezuela is one of the wealthiest and has the most oil of all of OPEC. The asset is very, very strategically important. Oil controls nations, while food controls the people. Here it goes. I am announcing that Venezuela intends to introduce a new international payment system and create a currency basket for the liberation from the dollar. And we intend to free ourselves from the clutches of the dollar, the currency that is strangling our country. That's what his quote was. And what's critical about this is that he's probably going to be able to do it. The same time, while the U.S. was calling him all these other things, and this was all, you know, just we know that they all in this together, in cahoots together. This is how you control people. But the same time when they were calling him a dictator and all these other things, and so here, why? Because they knew he was planning on doing this. And this is why they set up everything for where they can invade Venezuela. And they're going to invade Venezuela by Colombia. And destabilize. But if Colombia is smart, they'll realize that the defeated states of America say no, and then the U.S. will have to go at it themselves. And he will. Why is this so important, ladies and gentlemen? Here's why it's so important. What this looks like for you. The quality of life, as we said before, and the standard of living, this being the so-called greatest country in the world and everything else is based off of a couple of things. It's based off of primarily three things. The overall threat of military engagement, the fear of military engagement against the U.S., which is no longer a fear of any nation, unless it's some small island, which this country has done many times before, you know it. The overall trade of goods throughout the world has to first, you have to first pay taxes to the U.S. That's really what it is you're paying taxes. And then for you to buy oil and transfer in oil, which is the most traded commodity on the planet, traded more than most of the commodities combined, oil. So once again, there's a tax on oil that the U.S. puts on the world. What is Maduro saying? We're going to end that. We don't need to do that. Why do you think he's saying that now? Because he's been given the okay from who do you think? China. Who is going to need to import? Who is going to need to be able to sustain the billion of people that lives in that country as the new economic superpower? So they're going to have global alliances and have influence throughout the world, as well as Russia, as well as the other BRIC nations. So listen, I didn't see it. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Thank you, Scotty. When we come back, we'll get back to this. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. And we're looking at the change of events, the tectonic change. The earth is shaking, it is quaking, it is ringing like a bell. And that is going to have ramifications right here in your home, in your sphere, and in your space. The preparing for the U.S. winter is as it quickly and rapidly approaches, it's critical that you do. So Venezuela, let's go back to the article. They pursue us with the dollar. And if you're, I'm not on I can't see if anyone calls in, so if you have a question or comment, just say excuse me and I will definitely go with it. Go to you. Here we go. They pursue us with the dollar. We'll use the ruble, the Russian ruble, the yen, the yuan, the yen, the Indian ruby, and the euro, Maduro said, meaning he's going to cut out using the U.S. dollar. Maduro plans to use the weakest of the two official foreign exchanges regimes as a basket of currency. Currently in Venezuela, $1 buys about 3,345 bolivars. According to the central bank, at the strongest official rate, $1 buys just 10. But the black market, the dollar fetches 20,000. So for one U.S. dollar for Venezuelan bolivar, you get 20,000 in the black market. I hope you caught that. Very, very, very important. Very, very important. Why is that, ladies and gentlemen? You have to, when things go awry, one of the first things that the system hates is the establishment of a black market. And one of the things that the cryptocurrencies do is they prevent having a black market for cash that people may already have or have in exchange. It will never stop the black market, because the black market in the future will not be funded or will not be momentumized by cash. It will be momentumized by assets. Can't stop that. So what does the system need to do? Realizing that, they're going to have to try to take as much control as possible. This is why you have the overall movement into war, because under these war scenarios, what will they do? They'll be able to raid and be able to just at whim, people will be ratting on each other and everything else just to eat. What does that do? That minimizes the overall effect of the black market, where they don't get paid. They can't steal your energy because of the black market. The black market is a very, very significant weapon that is effective against the system of subjugation and enslavement. This is why we want you to be thoroughly, thoroughly prepared. I want you to be so prepared for it. I realize by me talking about this on these shows that I myself will be a target. But see, that doesn't matter to me, because I'm already sovereign and self-determining outside of my overall physical space. Spiritually sovereign and self-determining. I realize that there is no man that could kill me, because there is no man that gave me life. So that threat doesn't move me. But I realize also that our people have been obeying their choice. But there's a, for everything that you could do, whatever you want to do, but there's a consequence for everything that you decide to do, both beneficial and a adverse, and one that is a adverse reaction to it all. Can go through the whole spectrum. We have to stop being our own adversaries. The system is not strong. It's just influential. It has an influence over our lives because we obey. When you stop obeying and stop giving energy to anything, stop giving energy to anything, it will pass away. So, having major problems, this is why I can't continue to read the article, can't get it to move. Wow. Okay. That's cool. Doesn't matter. Still posted it there. So, but let me finish this. $1,000 of local currency brought when Maduro came into power in 2003 would now only be worth, let me move, see if I think it's $1. As I look down, I can see it looks like it's a about $1.20. Okay, so now let me bring this into what this looks like for you, where we're going from this. What the rest of the world is going to do is they're going to follow the overall plan of subjugation and enslavement that's been working so effectively over the ancient millennials. And they're going to isolate the U.S. and actually allow the empire to fall. But before it falls, the U.S. dollar will not go away. You will have U.S. dollars. You will still have pieces of paper, a dollar, but they won't be relevant. The overall purchasing power will be diminished to absolutely nothing. And it looks like this. Here's how it looks. And I said it on the last show, take $25 to buy a pack of gum. But here's what it really looks like. In order for you to buy groceries at the stores, because the stores will still have food and groceries. I'm going to say this again. The stores will still have food and groceries, but in the interim, until we get to these phases, they won't, because there will be a killing off period that the system will bring about. They will kill off as many people as they possibly can. Done it throughout history. It's called depopulation. Did it with the Black Plague. Did it with war. Did it with pharmaceuticals, synthetic medication, thins the herd, so that you minimize the overall exposure to people no longer giving energy to it. So, what happens? There will be food and there will be everything that you generally have been accustomed to available. But the only ones that will be able to partake in it are those that got lucky or prepared for what's coming. And believe me, the mercenary groups that will be defending the system's way of methodology, there'll be plenty of people to hire to kill people from being able to do certain things. Because from the indoctrination and the mind control of movies and TV and everything else, they've glamorized the overall killing sports. Yes, there will be food in the grocery stores. But in the beginning, as we go through the overall defeated state of America, there will be no very little food because of the war and everything else. But upon the overall decision, when the U.S. will have to pay reparations to the rest of the world, or they will have to pay Venezuela, they'll have to pay Iran, they'll have to pay Iraq, they'll have to pay Syria, they'll have to pay North Korea, they'll have to pay, excuse me, there won't be a North Korea, there will be just Korea. They'll have to pay Korea because the two Koreas will reunite itself. They'll have to pay China, they'll have to pay Russia, the Philippines, and all the other countries, reparations for the ill-gotten wealth that they stole from these individual countries. They'll have to pay Saudi Arabia reparations. And who is going to pay those reparations? The bearer of that reparation payment will be the everyday person, everyday citizen known as the American citizen, the everyday person known as the American citizen. Because that's who the target is. The target is specifically the U.S. citizen, because what they're going to do is that they're going to use the U.S. as they've done before, use it as an example to where everybody wanted to be like, and then in the future it'll be where everybody wants to run away from. They will look at the U.S. as repulsive. They will look at it the way that we've been trained to look at homeless people, but far worse. So the U.S. will change. It will be defeated. And in that defeat, it will be destabilized, but it will, the overall citizens, in order to make it, they will be working for practically nothing. And with, if you ever wanted to live the kind of quality of life and standard that you have right now, let's just say you were going to the grocery store to buy groceries, you better have a van load of cash to get it. For one bag of groceries, two bags of groceries, three bags of groceries. Look at how many bags of groceries you're getting when you go to the store now in comparison with the same Federal Reserve note of the past.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
No, like I was talking to my mom the other day, and I'm not even talking about any kind of financial collapse or devaluation of the dollar. I'm talking hurricanes. And it's, you know, there's no way that trucks can deliver food to the grocery stores or whatnot. But see, none of that scares me. And she was like, well, I was like, well, you know, we might have to eat some deer, hunt some deer. Because I was talking about getting a new weapon, right? She was talking about, well, I'm not eating no squirrels. I'm not eating no deer. And I was like, well, you say that now, Mom, but if there's nothing else to eat. So none of that stuff kind of scares me, you know? I got fishing gear.
Right.
There's places I can go fish. And look, before there were trucks making deliveries to this thing called a grocery store, there were over a million people living without all of that. So this is why now it's important to get your seeds and to save your seeds and get your farming equipment or just, you know, manuals on how to grow stuff. Because I won't be going
get up
in no grocery
store. Get your 22 and your 22 ammo.
You know, I won't be going up in no grocery store paying for anything. You know, you go back to living off the land. So that's only, you know, that only scares people who are dependent on the system to feed themselves and have no, and don't even, I guess they feel just can't, I don't know. They're scared of having to feed themselves and be in a position to where for a while you're going to have to resort back to hunter-gatherer. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's what we need to cleanse, a cleansing like that. I don't know.
Right. And you know what, Scotty, is you're absolutely right. When most people right now say that, well, I don't see that as a problem. It's kind of like just because we have that now. Before the hurricane hit in different times, people were like, Nasha, I'll get through it. I'll be all right. I'll be cool, you know. Nah, I'm not worried about it. Yeah, kind of, but nah, I'm not worried about it. We've been through them before. There's a real easy, jovial response to it. Then after the event happens, they went through the trauma of the event. They actually went through it, and then they come out of it. You see that there's a totally different person. It's a totally different person. I remember one of the things that the lady was like a grandmother to me. She said to me, David, never speak with a full belly about how you're going to do things in the future on an empty stomach. It just, and this lady's parents and they went through the depression. Never speak on a full stomach about what you're going to do in the future on an empty stomach. What was she saying? She is saying you better look forward as to what you're going to need to ensure that you don't have an empty stomach, because if you're talking that noise when everything is good, you're not going to be able to endure when it gets bad, because you're not speaking from a realistic standpoint. Your stomach is full now. You're jovial. You're happy. And you hate to say, whenever you see...
Hey,
yeah, one sec. I'm going to go right to you. Whenever you see that, man, that voice sounds so familiar. Whenever you see people before something goes awry, and then after it goes awry, they have a different respect for things. And I'm going to just say this. The wise heeds good instruction while a fool learns from experience. And I'm not saying anybody's a fool, but that's a good understanding to be careful what you say. Prepare for everything. If you don't know something, find out. Very, very important. So, but there's a caller that was there that said, "Hey, Dave, who was that?"
Hey, Dave, this is Jerry. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What's up, Jerry? What up, Jerry? No, go ahead, Jerry.
I'm sorry. I'm out walking around my neighborhood. So I'm gonna be real quick. I have so much to say, but I'm gonna just break it down to these 2 points. For people who don't know what they can get, if you don't have peanut allergies, what I have noticed over the last couple of months is that you can survive off of crushed peanut butter that you just mix in water and make peanut butter. You can survive off of that for at least 6 months. So that's one thing that you could stock up on to be able to get yourselves full and nourish yourselves by that way. With everything else that's going on, what it made me think of, you read a story about a year ago, and it was based off of somebody, I want to say in Venezuela. And what they was doing is that that brother was speaking about what he had to endure with his family going through the war and what have you. I thought that was about
that was in Kosovo and Serbia. Yes, yes, Jerry. Great, great memory. Yes. Go ahead.
It made me think about that when I had sent you and Brother Scotty and a couple of... I'm so sorry about this background noise, but I really had to... I really had to make this point that with all of this going on, we have that same thing. We had the same thing going on as far as man-made circumstances, which I believe. You know, everybody don't believe that, but me myself, I follow this this harp and all of the activity that's going on, and it's. Some people believe in coincidences, and for those people that do, I will tell them that it's several coincidences that happen to where every time one of these disastrous attacks by nature happens, the HAARP system is always active. Not in every case, but in the ones that are... I am so sorry, man. I am so sorry.
No, you're good. But Jerry, the background noise is not disturbing. Go ahead.
The one in most cases where it's just a complete destruction of what's going on, HAARP is always active. I was asking one of my partners this today. I was like, have you ever wondered why Haiti gets battered by all of these hurricanes and the Dominican Republic is always okay? You know, have you ever noticed that? Does that even cross your mind? You know, you have this huge hurricane that's coming up to Florida, and for the most part, the Dominican Republic is A-OK, but Haiti has been tore up from the ground up and then back down to the ground. You know, there's a reason these things are happening. And one last thing, Dave, and then I'm gonna mute myself because I'm mad at myself for all this background noise. When we talking about, I mentioned the young brother that was that gave his testimony through the war times and what have you. Well, we have these same things as far as like the FEMA camps and what's going on right now. We have all of these people giving out their individual experiences from what they had to go through with these FEMA camps, and it's very, very similar to what he had to go through during wartime. And they use code words as far as survivors that are scavenging for resources. And then for us, they use looters. And not in the distant past, Texas was saying that they was going to shoot looters on sight. So how do you tell the difference between a looter and a scavenger? Well, from my short 35 years of experience, it's based on color. So if we see you coming out of the store with some goods, regardless if you're trying to sell them or you're trying to provide for your family because nothing else is available, if you're black, we're going to kill you. If you're white, then we're going to help you out because we know you're just trying to provide for your family. I know it's a lot of people that will not agree with me on that particular point, but more times than not, this is what actually happens. With that being said, I'm going to mute myself. Like I said, I have a whole bunch of more points that I want to make, and maybe I can make those at a later date to give more clarity to what I'm saying. But with all of this traffic that's going on, I wasn't ready for this, so I'm going to mute myself to kind of calm down the show again because I know there was more noise than I expected. So I know anybody who's listening, they wouldn't have prepared for that either. So I appreciate your time, Dave. Brother Scotty,
man,
love y'all.
Jerry. No, we weren't really hearing any. We heard just a little. I mean, it wasn't anything that was disturbing at all. And you know, some of the things I'm gonna play that again because we need to. One of the things is that I don't always. What my man Jerry said is so true. Coincidence. I like to always put it this way. For me, and it works well for me. If you have two coincidences, that means you have a fact. One coincidence should be a isolated on an island set off by itself. Two coincidences is a fact. So that's, to me, that's how I always look at it, and I never believe the system. So listen, we got Brother Davis that's in queue. Want to go to Brother Davis really quickly. Brother Davis, are you there? Or Sister Davis, are you there? Welcome to Tando. Would love to hear from you all. Go ahead.
Yes, it's Sister Davis. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear
you.
Queen Sister Davis. Yes, Sister Davis.
Thank you for your kind words. I got 3 points to make. So the first one I want
yes,
to
ma'am.
Is where is our Dr. Hawkins at? We have been trying to.
And you know, Sister Davis, I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking the same thing, and I was going to call and ask if you have heard from Dr. Hawkins. I haven't heard from Dr. Hawkins. The last I heard from Dr. Hawkins, he was working with the remember he was doing the he was going to have an event with the UN on water, and that was a little while ago. But I don't know.
Yeah, we've been trying ever since, and I think that was supposed to be May, and around June or July we started trying to connect with him. The emails don't work, the phone doesn't work, but I do know that with him being a holistic doctor, so to speak, along with scientists and an armful of other degrees that he has, he might have just kind of laid down a little low because a lot of the holistic physicians were being killed, you know, falling off the buildings. The one lady got shot by the police who was a holistic doctor. There's a lot going on. So, understandably, he might just be kind of laying low. But he has
that's what I think.
And he is from Houston. And so, you know, that's where he lives. So we're going to continue to reach out or at least keep the brother in prayer because we have not heard from him. So I just want to put that out there. I meant to ask you that a couple of weeks ago and ask if you heard from him because we were thinking about
Well, Brother Davis had asked me.
Oh, okay. And at that time, you know, we just don't know. He just might be laying low because that's sort of his personality too. No news might be good news from him. So that
yes,
might be it.
Exactly.
But also, we're listening to another radio show earlier today, and they were talking about a lot of the chaos and the craziness that's going on in Houston and in these flooded areas where the Red Cross money is not getting through. They're picking and choosing. It's really gotten extremely bad. You know, a lot of the people in the really ravaged area who live in the low-lying area of Houston are really being treated unfairly. They're not getting meals. They're not getting clothing. So, you know, I for one, over the years, isn't one to just give a lot of money to Red Cross because years ago we read an article about, like, really $1 of every $100 actually reaches the people. A lot of the CEOs and the management take the money. You know, you'll see even with something like Haiti, you know, or even Katrina, you saw one row of houses go up with the millions of dollars that was sent. Now nobody wants to say where all the money went. It went here, there, and everywhere. But I was thinking that it might be better for us to just as a group of people adopt a family, because then you can give them money and knowing that they are getting, they can go to a store and purchase what they need, or a group of people, you know, help a neighborhood or something like that. Because what I heard earlier today actually brought tears to my eyes, because they are not getting, that money is not filtering down to the people who really need it. And I, like I said, I for one, I don't, over the years, I just stopped giving to all these UNICEFs and all of these businesses.
Hold on, Sister Davis. Hold on, Sister Davis. You got to go to hold it right there. We got to go to our last commercial break. Yes, and then there was someone that contacted me that I know personally, and this is a reliable source. They said, don't even give to the Salvation Army. And so when they said that, I was done. Yep, don't even, the way was what you said, that's the only way to do it. It has to be proactively done by us ourselves. So I'm not giving to any institutions at all. It's going to be something that we have to do ourselves. And at the appropriate means and under the appropriate terms and methods. So we will do that as well. So glad you brought that up. But hold that right there, Sister Davis. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. We're going to go back to Sister Davis. Wanted Sister Davis to pick back up the point that she was going to be making and before we went to the commercial break. Sister Davis, are you still there?
The sister that you know, maybe we can go as a group, as the Kando group, all put our money together, get a couple of hundred or a couple thousand, whatever we can gather together with us, and send it to a neighborhood, a family, a group of families, because personally, if there's, I like I said, I don't feel secure and sending it to the Red Cross, and somebody who doesn't need our money gets the money. So so maybe we kind of research that in the near future, because it's really bad. These people at some of the facilities are not even eating, and or they're just maybe eating once a day. They're bringing food in and not giving it to them. It's a lot of rhetoric going back and forth. So I did want to bring that point up. The last point I want to bring up is that I've said this several times, but I really want to say it again. I think that a lot that's going on with the earthquakes and the weather and everything is based on our planet X that's floating around, pulling the tides, pulling the energies, shifting the energies around. You know, I've said that several times about a year ago when I really started researching it, and they said that as it gets closer, the Earth will start to react. And now on the 23rd of September,
the sun will react as well.
Yes. And on the 23rd of September, there's another celestial body of planetary alignments. Of course, the biblical has kind of snatched it and said that it's the that where Revelation starts and this and that. And it might be, maybe not, you know, depending on your Bible scholarness. Personally, regardless if it's a Bible, a Bible prophecy or not, those solar alignments, it will happen. It's going to be Mars, Jupiter, and Mercury, and Virgo, and the constellation Leo. All of this will be there, whether or not the Bible says it's going to be there or not. Just like the eclipse, they know based on the celestial bodies of astrology what and when and where and the eclipse is going to happen. They know when all the full moons are happening. Just like they know all of that, they also know that there is a planet that is normally not in the solar system that comes back comes back to the solar system every so many hundred thousand years or whatever, but it is coming. It is here. They thought they were going to see it swing out from the back of the eclipse, because with the sun being darkened, but maybe some people might have saw it. I don't know. I didn't see it. But they thought that it was going to surface then. But I do think that in this celestial body on the 23rd, where actually it's said that it's Virgo, the woman, is in childbirth, and the crown of the 12 planets are like a crown of stars that she has as a crown. And based on this celestial phenomenon that's happening, it's like she's pregnant and she's birthing something. And something is supposed to come between her legs. Now, of course, that's where babies come from. They come from in between your legs. And I think that what's going to be birthed is that planet X is going to really surface itself. Now, everybody's talking about all these earthquakes. They've been having earthquakes. I think over last week there was like 99 earthquakes. They're not big, they're small ones, that's been happening all through the West Coast, Idaho, Idaho, Oregon, state of Washington. They've been having all these little earthquakes. They just don't talk about it on TV because, of course, number 45, all his theatrics is what everybody's focusing on. And I think that it's just a diversion because, to me, number 45 is like the crazy uncle that comes to the family reunion. You know, he's the one that's real loud, got to wear real crazy colors and really keep everybody amused. And instead of everybody at the reunion talking about, you know, all this, no jobs, no this and that, you got this crazy uncle in the corner dancing and keeping everybody amused. And so everybody don't talk about the issues. They look at him with all his theatrics, and that's where the concentration is. Because I want to tell you, I remember when President Obama had the first talk with number 45, and they went into the Oval Office. He had just got elected. He wasn't sworn in at that point, but that was the first time the two of them went in that office together. Number 45 went in there all cocky like he always does, you know, oh, I can handle this. This is going to be a piece of cake. And when they didn't show them in the office, but they showed them when they came out. He had humble pie written all over his face. I think that President Obama sat him down and said, look, this is what we're really dealing with. You could be the crazy uncle at the reunion if you want to be, but this is what we're really dealing with. And so when number 45 heard all of that, he was like, oh, wow, I didn't sign up for that. I signed up to be the king of the world, but I didn't sign up for some catastrophe or something crazy that's going to happen. Because when he walked out of that office, well, you could probably find it on YouTube, he had a look on his face that I've never
seen. He looked shell-shocked.
Yes, shell-shocked. And I think it was to sit down, not necessarily that the dollar's going to drop or the this and that or the gold or something. I think he said, you know, this is what's really coming down the pipe, and we just put this smoke screen up to keep everybody amused, to keep everybody entertained. But I'm telling you, I do believe that come the 23rd, I'm not going to say it's going to be the end of the world, because a lot of people see the end of the world just like when the Mayan calendar flipped over, you know, and it went through that. A lot of people said, well, that was supposed to be the end of the world, and y'all said it was going to happen. It didn't happen. It did happen. It happened on certain levels, depending on what level you were on. It wasn't a big disaster like where it didn't, like the sun didn't rise. The life as we knew it to be prior did change. Every day the sun rises, it's a brand new day, new levels, new devils, everything is out there. You know, life as we know it does change every day, every month, every year. You can look back in your own history of your family and see how things changed over 20, 30 years. Marriages, families, children. Things do change.
Look how, you know what, Sister Day, I just want, because we are less and less human. We're probably right now, we're less human than we've ever been, I won't say ever been before, but within our overall period. Right. We're less human than we've been. So.
And just like all of the civil unrest with the statues, should you take them up, take them down, everybody walking around, all upset, you know, that's another smoke screen. That's just something to keep everybody looking to another direction so that they don't see what's happening over here. And I also believe that even the Georgia Guidestones right there, and they've been talking about that a lot in the news, the Georgia Guidestone that says depopulation, because if there is a, in my opinion, a catastrophe or something major going to happen, you're going to have to work with less people. I don't think it's going to be a wipeout totally, but there's going to have to be an amount of people.
Less people is easier to manage.
Reasonable to manage. And in this catastrophe coming out of Florida, let me tell you something. Come wintertime, all that rain is going to be snow. All that, because we know living in the East, you know, especially being truck drivers, but even before that, those in the wintertime, it's the same weather pattern that comes from the west coast of Africa and crosses over the ocean, and it comes up through the south, and we get this major snowstorm. And right now,
and how much food? Right. Sorry, sis. How much food is going to be destroyed in this overall process? Because Florida is one of the breadbaskets for the country. Look at all of this stuff is strategical. Hold on, Sister Davis, because we got two more people in queue. I want to get to them real quick and come back to you. Hold on, real quick. Let's go. We're going to go to Mel, and then we're going to go to the caller out of 910 area code. So let's go to Mel first. Go ahead, Mel.
Peace,
brother.
Yeah, man. Everything's good, man. Yeah, man. Sister Davis is on point.
Yes. Sister Davis told me to tell you, stop wearing all them toe thongs. But go ahead, brother.
Yeah.
Go ahead, man.
If you got to have hand-in-hand and some toe thongs, it's not to your advantage. But look. As far as the planet X and everything, but I hear the sister, but this is pinpoint. This is accurate, pinpointed occurrences. This is definitely manufactured because they're hitting the ports, man. They crippling us. They hit Houston first. Now they're on to Miami, and I truly believe that, man. But I wanted to also bring up the fact, I'm sure I probably have said it before, but I implore anybody that's listening to go to your the Bass Pro Shop or whatever the store. And as far as water, get that potable water tablet. Get those tablets, man. It's very inexpensive, and it can purify quite a bit of water. So I wanted to contribute that, you know, for the culture.
Thank you, brother.
And, get those tablets. And if you go just peruse through those aisles and like in the camping section, you will be surprised how much stuff you can find. Very inexpensive things, you know, as far as heat sources, you know, all kinds of different things.
Get prepared.
Things, man, just prepare, man, and it's so easy to do. But those potable water tablets are very inexpensive, and they're very effective. And you might even find some toe thongs in there.
Pass up on the toe thongs.
Yo, I love
you. Gonna need to protect your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love you too, Mel. Thanks, brother. Hold on. Let's get to the other caller real quick. Caller out of area code 910. You're on with Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what is your question and comment?
What's going on, Brother Day? This is Brother Zion. Can I be heard?
Zion, what's up, brother? Yes, go ahead. Shoot, Zion.
What's going on? First of all, man, every caller that called in to me has been 100% on point, especially Sister Davis. I believe in the phenomenon.
Yes.
And also the things that's going on in Florida with them seeding existing clouds with glycogenic flares, which produces rapid evaporation, which will turn any rainstorm into a thunderstorm within minutes.
Right.
This is what they do. They are geoengineering storms. They have had this technology for long periods of time, and believe me, they are
ancient,
using it, and they know which areas to use.
Man, Zion, where you been? Right. No,
brother,
man.
I've been building my empire, man, and I'm proud of you. Yep.
Yes, sir.
Bruh, it's here, and all the times for preparation, and everybody is playing and joking and think that they gonna come and eat at the table when you ain't been preparing. It's gonna be a sad day for you, and believe me, when it drop, I ain't getting in no FEMA line for nothing.
My man, love you, Zion. Man, give me a call, Zion. We need to talk. I always think about all of our listeners, our contributors, our callers, you know, people that just listening, because we need to be galvanizing ourselves. And from everyone that you hear, we all have relationships. I know that I'm in North Carolina. There's a problem. I got Zion. Zion knows. Mel knows. Right? Brother Davis knows. We got each other. Scotty knows. And this is what we really, really need, because that is what's going to get us all the way through. So, and, you know, just before we get out of here, and, it's so much to say. Let me just say this.
Hey, can I say something before we go?
Yeah. Thomas, yeah, definitely. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, man, what Sister David said was so true. And I just wanted to keep in mind, I think I mentioned this the other day, that on September 15th, these people actually plan on crashing a satellite into Saturn and exploding it. I mean, it's like a given. It's the data set. So, I mean, they're really playing with some crazy stuff right here. Because as far as I know, Saturn is a gaseous planet. You crash something in and explode it, it's going to blow up, as far as I could think. So, they're not talking about that too much, but it's all over NASA's website and all over there. And also, I just wanted to say, as far as what she was saying about the people down in the Hurricane District, this is going to be such a huge calamity for Black people, one that we haven't seen ever. Because if you think about it, Texas already has been pretty much half of it underwater or been affected by that storm. Texas is the fourth most Black state in the union. Only four states have 3 million people, and that's Texas,
Houston,
Florida. Exactly, Texas, Florida, New York, and Georgia. So just think, this new storm that's coming is going to hit Florida, the whole state, not just Miami. It's bigger than the whole state. So it's going to hit Jacksonville, which is their most populous Black area. It's going to decimate parts of Florida, and it's going to go up into Georgia, which is another Black populous state. I'm seeing Savannah on some things being hit. I've been to Savannah before. It's nothing but Black people there. So this is going to affect us in ways that Katrina never did. And the response from it is going to be as racist and white supremacist as ever. And we need to expect that and ignore that we have to do for self in these type of situations. So I'm moving along. Thank you.
Man, well said, Thomas. Thank you. That's the way to thank you. Thank you. That's so, so true. You think about Houston. Houston is one of the Black cities, and it's a port city. It's a refinery city. It's an economic giant for the whole country.
Houston has 600,000 Black people. More than 600,000 Black people live in Houston by itself. So just think of that. In Miami-Dade County, you have the same amount of Black people. So this is going to be huge. I mean, we're really going to have to come together and put together drives and do things for ourselves, because we know the Red Cross, Salvation Army, all of that isn't for us. These Cajun Navy, they're not saving Black people. We need to do for ourselves. And I'm in my line again. Yeah. I'm sorry, dude.
No. You're good, Thomas. This is what I love. And then, you know what? I'm going to end it out right here, because we got to get ready to get out of here. I'm going to end it out with Roz. But well said, everything. This is what we need to be doing, and I'm so proud of you. First, it starts with you. It starts with you. It starts with you individually, then your family, then our overall community. That order, first and foremost. It can't be any other way. So let's go to my man, Roz. Go ahead, Roz.
Hey, peace. I just wanted to just drop something here. It's from a book. It's a brief little section I wanted to read, because it kind of ties into what we're just talking about now. and what we talked about yesterday. This book is called Ancient Future by Wayne Chandler. And there, in this book, he's dealing with the different precepts of Tahuti, the Hermetic principles, from an African-centered perspective. So, and this page deals with the principle of rhythm. So it says, in an age of decline, humans live a primitive life, contemplating whether they are a product of civilization or barbarism. All true religion is lost or falsified. The people become dwarf-like in stature, with an average lifespan of only 60 to 70 years, the last 35 of which are immersed in physical pain and suffering. Wars and disease are rampant, and the moral and spiritual fiber of the human race is at its lowest point. Then the pendulum begins to swing in the opposite direction. At times following cataclysmic destruction, and improvement begins. This system is still alive in India today and is known as the Manvantara, or the race cycles, as they apply to the evolution and deterioration of the human species under the law of rhythm. Tahuti expressed this phenomenon in terms of the necessity of corruption to beget aspiration. Quote, and corruption has laid hold upon all things on earth, and the providence of the true encompasseth and will encompass them. For without corruption there can be no generation. No generation consists. For corruption followeth every generation that it may again be generated. For those things that are generated must of necessity be generated of those things that are corrupted, and the things generated must be corrupted, that the generation of things being may not stand still or cease. Unquote. The Manvantara speaks to this very cyclic process. The Manvantara is divided into four yugas or ages. These ages succeed one another and repeat themselves ad infinitum. Each age is preceded by a period of transition called Sandhya or twilight, in the time of pruning or purification in the preparation for the age that is to follow. The ages or yugas are as follows. The Krita or Satya Yuga, which lasts 1,728 years, is considered the golden age or the age of truth and purity. The Treta Yuga, which lasts 1,296 years, is also an age of purity but of less perfection than the first. The Dwapara Yuga lasts 864,000 years and is characterized by the emergence of conflicting forces, and through the cycle within, this age begins in harmonious accord and it eventually exhibits the struggle between the high and low, the good and evil. The fourth is Kali Yuga, which lasts 432,000 years and is considered by the Mantavara to be the lowest point of humanity. The human race tries desperately to rebound from the spiritual atrocities of the previous age, the allegory of Adam and Eve being cast from the Garden of Eden, for example. Right now, we are in the last of these four periods, the Kali Yuga, or the Age of Darkness, which is said to have begun in the year 3102 BCE with two ominous events. The first was the disappearance of the great warrior sage Krishna, Christ of India, whose name literally means black one. The second event was the appearance, advance, and conquest of most of Europe and Asia by Indo-European hordes who referred to themselves as Hittites, Indo-Iranians, Aryans, and the latter a name that means the noble ones, originating in the Eurasian steppes circa 4000 BCE. The Indo-European advance became the mechanism to inaugurate the Kali Yuga. With superior weapons and steeds bred for speed, the Indo-Europeans introduced horses into Asia. These hordes converged on Europe and Western South Asia. They carried with them a propensity for extreme aggression and violence never before witnessed in our epoch. To the many nations that would gather to confront them, they must have seemed like the legions of darkness, and they were. They traveled under the shroud of the age of Kali, the age of darkness, and they were undefeatable. The Indo-Europeans who went west became the Greeks, Slavs, Germans, Celts, Thracians, Balts, and Illyrians. Those who invaded the eastern areas became the Anatolians, Phrygians, Armenians, Indo-Iranians, and Tocharians. They were other Caucasian populations such as Hurrians, Lydians, and Assyrians, who were conquered by the Indo-Europeans infiltrating the east, who eventually succumbed to their cultural influence. So this is really talking about just the age and being the Kali age, and we're seeing all of the things that correspond with Kali. Right. Of destruction,
right.
And what's coming after Kali's over is going to be a new age of enlightenment, but we got a whole lot to suffer through before we get there, and I think what we're witnessing are the signs of what's to come. So I just wanted to
what Roz was reading was the overall cycle of subjugation and control, and this is what they do. So, man, Roz smoked it as always. Love you brother. Gotta hurry up, get ready, get out of here. We're gonna go to Brother Davis real quick, and then we're gonna go to Brother Braggs to end out and then chime us out of here. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Yo, Brother Dave, please, everybody.
Yes, sir.
Read Wednesday night's show. Everything you said has to deal with the content I was trying to pass on. So if you listen to it, you have a better clarity with the night show. Thank you.
Yes, that's so, so true. And I was definitely going to say that. It's funny. You know, it's so amazing. You all are I truly, truly, truly am fortunate to have you all as a part of my extended family that is my family now. And I truly, truly appreciate you all and look forward to everything to come, because it's our prosperity that we have never, ever rescinded. It just shows how committed we are to it. Brother Braggs, if you would, jump in real quick. If you wanted to give say something before we get out of here, then chime us out, if you would, Brother Braggs. And I'm going to say this. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. And you know what? Today's show is a bunch of things I wanted to cover, but this was perfect. And this is what it is. It's our choice, how we respond to everything and what it is that we build from our talents and our capabilities. That is crucial. Go ahead, Brother Bragg.
Peace, peace, man. Listen, I'm just going to say, I love to walk through the halls of a mentee, and I'm going to leave it at that, baby.
Brother Bragg, love you so much.
I love talk, and I love thoughts. And I'm going to say peace, light, and power.
Yes. Chime us out. Peace, peace, y'all. We'll talk to you soon.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.